I don't know who said this, but I thought it was very funny. You only get one chance to make a first impression, unless you whack them really hard on the head. But maybe it's funnier when you write it down. for Wednesday, the 11th of October, 2006, this is Ruben Odd Show 167. I was waiting for that song to build up to something, but it didn't, so we'll just leave it at that. Welcome to here we go. We got some cymbals happening there. That's brilliant. Welcome to Ruben Odd Show. I'm your host, Ruben Shade. It's always a pleasure to have your company, great to have your company, etc. so forth, and all the formalities. We'll get straight on into it today. Got a lot of stuff to cover. First of all, a little bit of a comment in regards to yesterday's episode. I apologize. I'm still getting the knack of this WordPress software stuff, but when I posted yesterday's episode, I saved it as a draft, not as a actual full episode, like a full post. So if you were trying to download yesterday's episode from the website, it looked like the latest episode was still Monday's. I don't know why. I don't think I did anything different. It you know, in WordPress, when you save a post and you click save. Post or draft or publish, something like that. So, and for some reason it was draft. I don't know why it was. It did that. Frankly, I'm still getting used to it. But the only people who would have been able to download it, if you have a Ruben Odd Show account, if you registered for the Ruben Odd Show website, you can see the draft. So you would have seen it, but otherwise not. So apologies for that. Now, also, I have to apologize in regards to the content of yesterday's episode. I was, I guess if you're listening to it now because of the time delay, you'll probably be listening to them both tonight. But if you just finished listening to episode 165, woof, I don't know. Usually, I don't get that steamed up about websites and stuff. I usually just dismiss it. But that one in particular just sort of, I don't know, just got up. It just, I don't know, it rubbed me the wrong way or something, I'm not sure. But today's episode, I hope, will be a lot more lighthearted and pointless. As I said, so I want to talk a bit today about an adventure I had at the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf. So why do you need to listen to politics when you can hear about Ruben talk about a coffee shop? That's what I want to know. If you don't know what the Coffee Bean Tea Leaf is, it's a chain of coffee shops, a bit like Starbucks. Well, actually, it's very, very similar to Starbucks, but they've got a bit more sort of food as well as the coffee, and they were apparently they invented the ice blended before Starbucks had the Frappuccino, for example, and you know, they're claiming that Starbucks stole their ice blended, so they changed the name of ice blend to the original ice blended. I think they came out of Los Angeles originally, whereas Starbucks was from. I know a lot about my coffee from Seattle, and it was actually a Chinese investor who actually went into Los Angeles and he liked what he saw, and he brought Coffee Bean to Southeast Asia. And it's, I think there are still more Coffee Beans in Singapore. I could be mistaken, so don't post this in your thesis if you're doing an honors degree about coffee or anything. But I think it's, I think they're actually bigger in Singapore than Starbucks is. I'm not too sure. I think Starbucks is bigger in Malaysia. But in any event, they're very, very similar. So the ones here are sort of these franchise-run shops, which means that each shop is also dressed a bit differently as well, a bit different decorated. So, but the general theme is, you know, those that you get those crates that tea and coffee come in, those wooden boxes with stamps on them that say genuine Costa Rican or something like that, or drink tea, it makes you fat, or I don't know, something like that, on the sides of boxes. So they cut the boxes up, and they've got these the boxes, they polish them up, they stick them up alongside the sides of the wall. So if you've been a Coffee Bean, you know what I'm talking about. But I had a bit of an adventure in one, and it's a good adventure, not a bad one, not like, oh, yesterday's episode was shocking. I hope I never do one of those again. If I feel the urge to, I'll smack myself over the head with a hammer or something. But what happened was, I went to Starbucks and I sat down with my MacBook Pro, because what's the point of drinking coffee if you don't have internet at the same time, I ask you. Think of all those people in the 18th century who are drinking coffee. You know, they had no wireless internet. They had no internet, let alone wireless. But that's what I'm getting to. I was sitting here at Coffee Bean Tea Leaf and I was trying to access the wireless network And it's not like in Australia, a lot of them are free, but here in Southeast Asia, you have to pay for them. You have to pay sort of $5 or something, which for a student like me who has a bank account but not a credit card actually is very difficult. I can't. It's very hard for me to give them the $5. I'd be willing to, but I can't get it to them because I don't have a... I had a card in Australia, but I don't have a card here. So it was... it's just hard for me to actually pay for it. So it's, I guess it's not so much a question of the actual... getting the payment, sort of not being able to afford it, but the fact of actually getting the payment to the person. So anyway, I was at this Coffee Bean and I was sitting down and I went to the computer and I started typing away on it. Got open macOS 10. I went to the little antenna thingy in the corner next to the time and the spotlight search thingy. And I went to I logged onto the wireless network and of course it was asking for a username and password. But the difference was when I was trying to, you know, you go to a page and it asks you to pay for it or something. If you've been to a Starbucks or something, you'd know about that. And the problem was I couldn't actually go to the site, and there was a Chinese girl, I think she had university books or something, I could tell. She was sitting at the table next to mine, and she sort of turned around and looked at me and was saying, "Are you having a problem with accessing the wireless internet?" And I said, "Yeah, it keeps timing out on me." So she's like, "Oh, good, okay, it's not just my computer. Is that an Apple?" And I said, "Yes, how do you use that?" So I have to... Apples are such a novelty here, that no one really takes them seriously. If people, I guess in Asia, if you want to buy a fashion accessory, you buy a Sony Vaio, not necessarily an Apple, because Japanese stuff is very trendy in this part of the world. But I'm getting off track here. We couldn't access this internet. So what happened was, and this was actually worked out perfectly. She went over to the counter and she got the sort of one of the head honchos to come over and have a look. And he was trying to access the internet, and within a few minutes it was working again. Maybe there were two different networks and we were accessing the wrong one. So he got in, but he didn't just access the page for us. He gave us his username and password as well. Or maybe just a username and password. So he typed it in, hit enter. Okay, that all should work. See you later. So he walked away, and I was using the internet. And I must have been sitting there in that coffee shop for about 3 hours. I was, because my dad works in the office building, part of the shopping center. So right in the middle of the city. So he was upstairs. I was waiting for him so I wouldn't have to get a cab home, because it'd be a lot cheaper. So it was great. It worked out great. I had free internet and a cup of coffee and one of these $3 smoked salmon sandwich things. What more do you want or need, I ask you? I know what you need. Better music. by the way, I will have to talk about that tomorrow. I'm getting... I've given up on Logic Express. I'm going to go into another program, but that's for tomorrow's episode. A little bit of another thing as well. Do you know the sunscreen song that... ladies and gentlemen of the class of 97, wear sunscreen. You know that song. I recited a bit of that at my Year 12 formal thing. But towards the end of the song, he says, respect your elders. When you're older, you're going to say that they don't respect their elders. Well, you should respect your elders. And that's I think that the Malaysian government's heard this. There is a ad campaign on Malaysia now. It's a picture. It looks like a sort of an HDB style thing in Singapore, with a clear window on the side of the lounge room. And I think it's a mum and a kid, her mum, her mum's friend, and her mum's mum, so the grandma. And they walk into the room, and they're very polite, and then the kid runs in with a soccer ball or something and hurls it at them and says, "Hello," whatever, and sits down. And it's all in Malay, but you can get the gist of it. You know, the mum says, "This is no good. You must respect your elders." And he goes and he pats her on the head, and it's all good. And then the Malaysian sort of logo crest thing comes up on the screen in Malay, but, respect your elders and they'll respect you or something like that. So, and I would hope that you wouldn't... have we degraded as a society so much we have to watch television to know to respect our elders? That's no good. The one child being a prince or something, I guess, might be playing a part of that. Social things on television, there you go. So for Wednesday, 11th of October 2006, this has been Ruben Oates Show 167. Coffee social things on television, crappy microphone cables and so forth. You have a great day. Hope to see you again tomorrow.